Good morning. It's still morning. It's still morning. It's still just barely morning, but it is still morning. 11:49 a.m. 2 minutes before noon on Wednesday the 16th. And God, that's cold. So when I got the kid home from school, it was like 45 degrees and the wind was blowing a gale. And I thought, you know, if I wait till mid-morning, take a mid-morning break, it'll have a chance to warm up a little bit, the wind will die down, life will be much nicer. Well, guess what? It did warm up. It's close to 60 now instead of just over 40. But the wind is still blowing a gale. 1643, Edmondo tells me. Okay, first mile. 1643, we'll take it. So I'm gonna go home and get some lunch. The full share proofs passed technical spec. They look good in digital. I've got a second set coming actually in paper, but I'm probably going to go ahead and give it a couple of days and then approve the full share publication in paper under my own imprint. And this afternoon we start with double share. And this afternoon I go back into the archives, try to figure out, try to remember, set up the ISBN numbers, all the things that I need to do. To make the book a book. So yeah, progress today, progress yesterday. Got the files uploaded, and the initial technical review took forever and then timed out, and they said, well, just forward it on and we'll get it. We'll look when we get to it. And the manual review, they got it turned around in about 18 hours, so that's good. I checked it, looks good online. Got new copies coming, so yeah, rocket science, not, but it is tedious, Lord knows it's tedious, and today, this afternoon, playing with covers is probably going to be equally tedious. But it comes with the turf, so we will do it. It's not too bad when I get out of the wind. The wind is coming straight down the length of the front range, coming straight out of the north. So I'm behind a little curve here. It gives me a little break from getting the wind in my face or down my neck. So yeah, basically what I'm thinking about today is, okay, what have I got to do to get this cover put into shape? I got the cover art. I need the EIN. I have to go on to Boker and assign the ISBN numbers, the 10, 13, and then get those copied over so I know what numbers are. Cars. Once again, it's at that same intersection. It's really astonishing, that one intersection. Because I go through, I don't know, six or eight. I cross the street several times in the course of my walk, but it's rare that I have any other intersection where somebody has a problem. Or where, more specifically, I have a problem. Even the busiest intersection up where 42nd Ave enters onto 20th. I mean, that's the busiest intersection in a 4-block radius, I think. Well, no. Not in a 4-block radius, because the blocks are pretty big on 20th. But yeah, it's well, it's the only street I have to cross on making that early part of the loop. Wind knocked it down, and the squirrels knocked it down, but there is a bird feeder on the ground, surrounded by a mob of squirrels. Squirrel. Yeah. Okay. Well. Anyway. Yeah, now I've got the wind at my back again. I'm going to turn the corner here and start heading eastward, and with any luck, the wind will be blocked by the trees and buildings and fences and stuff. But it's aggravating now because I've worked up a bit of a sweat, and it's chilling the sweat, making it quite unpleasant. I'm sorry for these unnecessary details. This may be TMI, I'm not sure. Ah, yeah, there we go. Okay. So, westward. Not westward. Eastward. Eastward ho. Yeah, they're still tearing up this field out here. I'm not quite sure what they're going to do with it. I drove by the other day and there weren't any signs or anything out indicating what they were developing, but that seems to be pretty common here. They don't tell you what they're building until it's already half built. And even then, Monk Post. Yeah, even then it's not necessarily entirely obvious. One of the, they put a new building in across from, or beside Lowe's. And we drove by a couple times, and I kept thinking, oh, it's going to be some sort of garage, because it's got that sort of big open warehousey area, and lots of open space in the front where the doors could go. No, those were windows. It was Goodwill, building a new building. So, yeah, we live right in the neighborhood now. Okay, what are these guys doing? We've had a road crew out here. Working off and on. Road work ahead. Oh, it's tar. There's ceiling cracks. I'm not gonna walk in it. They were down digging in the ditches. They were doing the picking up the crud that they dug out but left in big piles. I brought a little bobcat over and big truck, picked it all up and dragged that away earlier. Now here's another crew. Yeah, clearly they're doing tar. Do a very good job on that crack. Yikes. I hope this windshield is working, because otherwise this is gonna be one noisy recording. Somebody putting solar panels on their house over here. So, a lot of houses here that have good southern exposure, and there are a lot of houses that don't. Oddly, that's one that doesn't, yet they're putting on solar panels. Okay, well. It works. Caution, crew working. Yes, they certainly are. I was sort of hoping they would be on lunch break by the time I get down here, because it's well past noon. But a guy out here with the leaf blowers blowing the dirt over the fresh tar, I think. It's gonna be a little bit noisy going by, so. Be that as it may, we will just have to cope. So he's doing all right. That's why the fresh tar looks so dirty up there, because it's pouring dirt on it to try to help it set up, I guess. Yeah, there's a lot of holy cow. What's going?
How you doing?
Blowing the dirt out of the cracks so they can put the fresh tar in relatively clean. Never a dull moment. No motorized vehicles. Oh, that's a new sign. I'll have to take a picture of that for my extra post. We're still here with the bobcat. That's interesting. I always thought they'd have that loaded up out of here. Oh, that's cold. Jeez. Yeah, I turned north again. I've got the wind square in my face. Straight down my neck. So, yeah, one of the problems yesterday was that I had to retrain myself on formatting for LaTeX, starting from HTML. Some of the HTML entities translate nicely, not all of them. So, the other thing is that they don't translate well into LaTeX, but the munged up LaTeX gets interpreted correctly once it gets into Lix. So, yeah, I spent a lot of time yesterday doing and redoing and undoing and redoing, trying to get things so that they would spell correctly on the page. Accent marks, diacritical marks, were the biggie. According to LaTeX, they're supposed to be coded one way. According to the HTML to LaTeX converter, they didn't convert that way. And so I added them in a LaTeX editor directly. That didn't work. Finally, I waited until I got it all transferred over and then looked up to four or five diacriticals that I needed. 33 minutes 50. Ooh, 1707 on the back half. That's pretty decent. Part of it was a tailwind, I think. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.